gun battles between Ukrainian special forces and pro-Russian militias constitute another escalation of conflict in eastern Ukraine, where pro-Russian residents are agitating for autonomy from Kiev.
People of the southeast demand a referendum. It is the highest form of democracy, and we want every voice of every citizen of Ukraine to be heard.
On Palm Sunday in Kiev, Christian worshippers prayed for peace.
We are very worried. Ukraine must not be divided, and God willing, people will understand that we are all Ukrainians. We want a united East and West Ukraine.
Russian officials insist they have no territorial designs on eastern Ukraine. But the Obama administration sees the hidden hand of Moscow behind the escalating conflict. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
It has all the telltale signs of what we saw in Crimea. It's professional, it's coordinated, there's nothing grassroots seeming about it.
Even before the current escalation of tensions in eastern Ukraine, some U.S. lawmakers urged the United States and Europe to take a stronger stand against Russian territorial expansion. Republican Senator Dan Coats.
As I speak, anxieties are building that Vladimir Putin's first big bite out of Ukraine has not been satisfied, has not satisfied him, and he hungers for more. The lack of an effective, forceful response by the United States and by our allies, particularly our European allies, has given President Putin reason to expect that further aggression will not be punished.
Ambassador Power disagrees.
The Russian stock market has depreciated by 20%. Investors are fleeing, and that's just on the basis of the sanctions that we put in place up to this point. The president has made clear that depending on Russian behavior, sectoral sanctions against energy, banking, mining could be on the table.
Asked if she believes Russian President Vladimir Putin wants control of eastern Ukraine, Power said Moscow's actions give credence to that conclusion, despite Russia's insistence to the contrary. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.